The CRST election interviews are brought to you by CRST Election Information, West River Eagle, and the KIPI radio station. For more information, you can search up CRST Election 2022 on Facebook.
This is Lexi Keckler. I am one half of the founders of the CRST Election 2022 Facebook page. We are doing candidate interviews for the upcoming CRST tribal election on November 8th, 2022. And today we are visiting with Joe Bringsplenty, who is running for District 5 Council Representative. I'm just going to do a quick rundown of the format, and then we will get into the introduction and the questions. This format will be quick and straightforward. I will give you a 3-minute introduction, followed by 5 questions. These questions were generated by our Facebook followers who are CRST members or residents here on Cheyenne River. You will have 2 minutes to provide an answer to each question. Try to be clear and concise in your answer, because once the 2-minute timer goes off, we will move on. Once we have concluded the question and answer portion of the interview, you will be allowed to have a 3-minute closing before the interview concludes. And then just a quick reminder that we are emphasizing our Lakota values, and we will be conducting this interview with respect. There will be no bashing, negative talk regarding our current tribal council members, people that are running for council currently, or any of the executive chairs. And you can begin your opening whenever you're ready.
Hello, my relatives. My name is Joe Bringsplenty. I am currently running for District 5 representative. I am a lieutenant for the CRST law enforcement, currently serving as the acting chief of police. I have 6 children, correction. I have some are growing up and out of the house, and some are in college, and pretty proud of all of them. Me and my wife, we live over on Sesame Street within the District 5 area, known as Dark Side. Shout out to all my Dark Side relatives. Also, too, I have a local boxing club that I've had running since 2000. I think it's been 2000 since 2000 that I've been this 2002. It's been up and running. It's like 20 years that the club's been in existence. We have many past boxing club members. Some are in their 30s now. Some, you know, are still little silver glovers at, you know, underage 10, and, you know, something that I've enjoyed in the past doing, you know, providing for the area here. I've worked in the school system before and the social services system, so I have some knowledge as far as some of the issues that we face with those, you know, in those areas within our community, within our communities, or within the reservation here. You know, I've grown up here. I was born here, and you know, I'm never going to leave here. So it's, you know, my approach to anything that I'm doing is that, you know, we always get people saying that there's, you know, a better world out there for us to live, but, you know, my idea is to, you know, if it's so bad here, then let's just make it a better place for all of us here, and you know, make it better, especially for our children and our grandchildren and our children's grandchildren. Thank you.
All right, we'll get right into the questions. The first question is a question that I had sent to you previously that you could prepare for before the interview. The tribe has always struggled with getting and maintaining enough law enforcement. With our increased drug and crime rate, what is your plan to handle the law enforcement shortage, and will you consider cross-deputizing our county law enforcement?
I think for one thing is that the tribes have been dealing with is a continuing resolution in the past years. It's created issues for the tribes, because with a continuing resolution coming from DC, I mean, it doesn't give us any more funds to build on with our population or the issues that we face. You know, our baseline funding needs to be raised, and the only way that we can really do that is by individuals in DC hear about our issues and understand what we're going through here within our communities or our reservation. We have an opportunities to grants, but listening to some of the leadership speak about the grant opportunities, it kind of, you know, puts us in a field where, you know, it's in an area that's competitive with the grants, and for us to obtain those grants, I mean, it's not impossible, but it is difficult, especially when you're working with very little resources, and, you know, it puts us at a disadvantage. So it's a hit and miss for us. So not a lot of the grants that we can count on as far as being, you know, funds that are coming in yearly, that's not something solid as far as planning for a law enforcement or any department. You know, it's the funding has gone down since the 90s, and, you know, from 3.5 million to 1.9 at this point in the baseline funding. It's not ideal, because our population is growing, and the issues that we're facing too, as well as the drug issues, the new types of drugs. I mean, the drugs that are becoming existence within our reservation is very dangerous. I mean, it could be life costing as well, because we're already facing so much issues within our reservations, our populations. It's an uphill battle, but it's not impossible. For us to be able to meet those challenges or the issues that we're facing, first of all, we're going to have to be able to fill positions that we are struggling with. And I think just about every law enforcement throughout the United States is struggling with the same issues as well. For me, my idea, and it's something that I've been practicing lately too, is to give an opportunity to a lot of our young people that are here within the reservation, our own tribal members, building up on them. I mean, there's a possibility they could get the training, because when you invest training into an individual, I mean, you're probably investing about $40,000 into that person. And if they decide to leave, I mean, that's the investment that's walking away, you know, but also too, that's, you know, for me, I guess it's our tribal member. That's the way I see it too. And it's good to be able to play some sort of role in a positive way in helping them with their career choice as well. So some aren't going to like it, and some will love it. But, you know, my idea is to be able to get the people that are best qualified, but not just qualified, but individuals that have, you know, good values, as we spoke about with the Lakota values or Wolokota, you know, for them to understand what that is, be able to provide good services to our people. As far as...
I'm going to cut you off. I let you go a little longer to finish your thoughts, but it's been 2 minutes. Sorry. I hate to cut you off. Okay. So question two, how do you plan to inform your communities that chaotic planning and reactive versus proactive approaches don't align with our Lakota planning structures? How will you get back to seventh generation thinking where we are making sound decisions to help us now and well into the future?
I think that in order to make that something that's going to be real, I think that we need to actually support our younger generations. And there's some young people that go off and become educated, but it's really difficult for them to get positions here on the reservation as well. For our Wolokota or for our seventh generation, I think the thing is that we need to show them how important they are, or confirm that they are important, you know, because they have ideas too as well. And a lot of them, even though they're young, they've lived some pretty tough lives here on the reservation. And for them to give us some of the insight of the new issues that they're facing or ideas, that would also be something that we would have to focus on. And I mean, thinking about a future, and we talk about a tradition, and you know, our language is really important. I think that needs to really be supported as well. We have a lot of people that are fluent speakers that are leaving us, you know, passing on to the spirit world, and you know, that knowledge is leaving with them. We need to be able to preserve that information, or we need to start these, you know, maybe some classes or some. I know that some of them are really interested in doing this as well, but need to be able to sustain that effort in moving forward with our culture, because language is a big part of it, but also too in understanding the traditions. You know, for a long time there was thought that our traditions were something that was really bad, but you know, everything about it is about helping each other, and it's about good prayer, it's about supporting each other and doing things in a good way, you know, and having love for each other. But somewhere down the line that had changed, and getting back to that, you know, there's some stereotypes even from our own people about tradition. And if we truly want to help the seven generations, then we empower them, and we don't fear, because they're a part of us and we're a part of them. And if we're going to be well taken care of as elders, and they're the ones that are going to be doing that for us in that stage in our life.
Question three, if you're elected, how do you plan to engage with the youth of our tribe? How would you include our youth who are away from home, at college, or serving in the military? And I really would like some specific solutions and not broad generalizations.
I think with technology these days, it's a lot easier for people to connect. You know, I could create a page of some sort where people could be able to message some of their concerns or questions. Ideas as well coming from the younger generation. The youth are very important. Like I said before, it's just that doesn't seem like they just don't get the sort of support that they need. And you know, we have a lot of youth that are struggling these days. And I know that they would love to be able to share some of their ideas. And I think just about everybody has a phone. You know, they can access and be able to send out those messages or those questions. I think in as immediate as an ability can be provided, I think that'd probably be the most realistic for me to be able to provide, and just being responsive to those individuals as well. Maybe holding some meetings throughout the year too, for them to be able to come in and maybe express their concerns. There used to be a seventh generation council, maybe to reenact that again and support them, you know, the way that they should be.
Thank you. With our current tribal council, we have a lot of continuous turmoil. How do you plan to emphasize our Lakota values and bring back relationship building within council to accomplish the work needed to serve our tribe and our people?
I think working together, for one thing, is that, I mean, it's it's easier said than done when it comes to saying that these are our values and this is what we should be functioning off of. But I mean, it's easy to say it, but it's really difficult to do, especially when people are in some heated conversations. As for me, I think I'm at the age where I just don't see I don't have the energy, I guess, to use in attacking anybody or fighting with somebody. I mean, I understand that there's some important issues that we're facing, but for me, working with my colleagues, I think would be most suitable. And you just have to go back to the old legal saying of, you know, we agree to disagree, but still walk away in good standings as colleagues. We shouldn't be fighting each other. I mean, but we do have an ability to have an opinion, and if our opinion is something that we feel that needs to, you know, we need to stand up for, then good, you know. And if I see another colleague do the same, then I can, you know, hopefully I can understand it, either support him or maybe agree to disagree. But I don't feel that as far as any issues that are taking place, if I have an issue with somebody, then I'll visit with them. I mean, sometimes it's better for a person just to not say anything, you know, rather than say something. But if it's dealing with lives that are immediate and we need to act on it, then, you know, I hope that any leader out there would say something or stand up in regards to it, because, you know, I think it's that sort of passion that's gonna, you know, and care and love is gonna, you know, get us going in the right direction as far as, you know, what we're facing here on our own reservation.
Okay. This next question is also a question that I allowed you to prepare for, and it's the final question. Tribal Council ultimately decides how we are going to spend our money. What is your plan to ensure fiscal responsibility for long-term progress and growth for our tribe?
I think that there's been a lot of good ideas in the past, but there just hasn't been support for it. And I think that, you know, supporting some of these good ideas, regardless of where they come from, would, you know, as far as economic development is concerned, it would benefit, you know, our tribe as a whole. I mean, for creating positions, and if we was to have a functioning or business, you know, however we created it, we allow that business to be able to function and not interfere with it. But, you know, I think we do have some opportunities in the future. I hope I can be supportive of those ideas. I mean, or by the way, I'm saying hope, I'm given an opportunity to be supportive of those ideas. But I think in general, I think it's just supporting the ideas that how we're going to be able to move in a good way towards economic development. I know it's hard to get some businesses to come here or make it appealing for some businesses to come here. But, you know, there is ways that we could be able to create funding for the tribe. And I know that they've moved in some of those directions recently. You know, we have land resources. We have a great vast amount of land. You know, we have resources that we could tap into as far as, you know, some of the water resources. And I know that there's been some water bottling ideas in the past, wind turbine. There's just different things that we can do. I mean, but we just have to pull together as a council to be able to support those ideas.
All right. So we've gotten through all five questions. At this time, I'm going to allow you to do a candidate closing. You will have 3 minutes and you can share anything that you think is pertinent to this interview. You can share campaign information, your contact information, any platform information for 3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you. Just give me an opportunity to be able to answer some of the questions that you provided. It's, you know, it's for me, running for District 5, it's not something that I've, you know, that isn't new to me. It's just, you know, I've run for District 5. I can affect a good change in a direction that we're going for our community and hopefully tribe as a whole. My platform is based in 5 areas, and one of them is constitutional revision. You know, I feel that we need to revise the Constitution. I mean, it provides an ability to be able to empower our people, our voting constituents. And for me, I really feel that that's needed, especially for our nations in which we've gone through in the past years or news has, you know, come to the reservations as far as the boarding schools, some of the atrocities that's taken place there. I mean, just, you know, the termination era. I mean, we've gone through a lot as a people. And for me, just being able to empower, I think that's really important. And constitutional revision is is one means of doing that. So, and also too, there's youth development. I think that seventh generation, although I wasn't a part of that in the past, I would like to see something like that, you know, put back in place and just basically generally support any youth efforts that are being made. You know, I personally have a youth program and working and trying to get support, I know is really difficult. And sometimes it's really frustrating, but, you know, I would like to add that, you know, I really want to make sure that support is there. Elderly protection as well. I think we can build our program, build it up to be able to support our elders. Some are in need, whether it's legal or, you know, resources, whatever it may be. I mean, I think that we should really honor our elders and take care of them in a good way, which not saying that it isn't happening these days. I'm just saying that if we can build on the programs that we have, then we should. Economic development, something that we just now discussed a little bit ago during this interview. Some of the ideas that I have in supporting, but mostly all is just basically getting together, trying to create some unity within our leadership to be able to and be transparent as well, you know, so people are understanding of what direction we're moving and why we're doing it. So that way it's really key to have trust from your constituents. Protecting and preserving our traditional ways is also really important to me as well. As far as the tradition's concerned, like I said before, I mean, there's been a lot of bad things that's been done and a lot of bad light's been shed on our traditional values, our ways in the past. And that didn't come from us. That came from everything else out from outside of us. But, you know, a long time ago, just want to say this, is that long time ago, our nation was really known for having great parents, fathers and mothers. And I would like to see that become a real good reality as far as traditional parenting, to be able to support some programs, not just programs, but to even the groups out there that are trying, the circles out there that are trying to be able to help people. I think that's, you know, what being Lakota is all about, is being helpful, helping your relative.
All right. Well, thank you again. I know this isn't easy to get on an interview, especially when you don't know the questions. And I just want to thank you again and good luck. And shout out to our sponsors, KIPI and West River Eagle, who have sponsored these. And without them, all you lovely people wouldn't be able to hear them. So thank you again, Joe.
Thank you, Lexi.
Have a good night.
Good night.